Reboot.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Try your waist in it now. Tell your body your tale. Walk it hard and long. When you finish that,
deep knock on.
Right, new episode of Talking More Bollocks. Haven't done 100 metre sprint yet, but I'm going to do a song.
Don't be looking at me like as if it's my fault that I haven't got him out running.
Your SNA should have brought you, like, one of them.
Did you do your walk?
Oh, Calvin, you've sent me a fact.
So, the world record for walking 10k is 37 minutes, Alan. 37 minutes.
Which is about 16k per hour.
We were actually slagging people doing the walking yoke last week, Calvin. It's one of the most impressive things I've ever seen that place.
Did you do your research on it?
No. You sent me the yoke.
Yeah, did you ever watch someone doing it?
No.
The hips and all?
I know they have to do a shimmy.
Yeah, your 2 feet, one foot has to be on the ground at all times. So, if you're running, if you watch yourself running in slow motion, yeah, your 2 feet will be off the ground at one stage. But in the walking, it can't. One foot always has to be on the ground.
How is it possible that someone has run a 37 minute?
Oh, walk.
Walk, sorry.
Walk 37 minute kilometer.
37 minute.
Yeah, so some fella can walk faster than we can run, 30.
No, not just that we can run, that 99% of the world can run. 99.9% of the world can run. 37 minute 10K, bro. Are you joking me?
I want to see him doing it. I'd love to be like, on your marks, get set, go.
For people out there that don't like know running times or anything like that, that is like so fucking fast to be running. And someone's walking that. And I promise you, when you sent me that, even to now, I can't comprehend how it's possible walking.
If you put the treadmill up to 15,
would that be the time for it?
That's running. That's 4 minutes. That's 15 kilometers an hour. That's 4 minutes per kilometer.
Less than 4 minutes, though.
No, that's what I'm saying is, if you're in the gym, put it to 15 and run at that.
And,
yeah, and see how long. See how long you can stay at that pace for. He's walking faster than that.
He's walking a good bit faster than that, actually. Frightening that. What's the crack with that, bro?
What, which one for me?
Are you shocked by that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Very shocked.
I'd love to. I'm going to go and watch it. I want to see him breaking the record. I want to see that time.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm all in for the walking Olympics.
Yeah.
Boys, I am sold. Now, what meters do you have to walk?
It was 10K, innit?
A 10K, I'm not watching somebody walking 10K.
There's a 50K, I think.
50K what?
I think there's a marathon, yeah. I think there's a marathon in it. There's a marathon in the Olympics as well, like a running marathon.
So what way do they televise that? You just watch the whole thing?
Just watching some fella in the lead. The way, like, you watch the... Do you ever see the boys running a marathon? And, like, you're watching the people at the front running.
Would you ever watch a marathon run?
I watched the Olympic one, yeah.
I don't believe there's anyone out there in the whole world who's ever watched a full marathon. Actually, a full marathon with them boys would be 2 hours, wouldn't it?
Just over 2, yeah.
Yeah.
You watch something else, and then when you time it, like, there's only about 20 minutes left on that bang.
Yeah, bang it on there.
You know what,
yeah,
I mean? There was an Irish fella who done very well.
Really, yeah, I think
he came 8th in the last Olympics marathon.
Bro, he's running.
No, he always has 1 foot touching the ground.
Look at the pace he's generating, though, there. Is this your man, Owen?
I think that's a 20K, so probably a slightly slower pace.
And that was the finish?
Yeah.
He was finishing on that pace?
Yeah.
Boys, that's ridiculous, isn't it? It's not really a walk, is it? Although,
just take up running.
Yeah, you're keeping one foot on the floor, I get that, but he's taking off on.
Like, in my mind, I'm like, mate, if you can walk 10K in 37 minutes...
What can I do running?
Surely you can do sub 35 running. You know what I mean? You'll shave 2 minutes off just running.
Yeah.
But I say that's a killer on the hips.
Oh, fucking right. You see a man doing it there. It's proper like a salsa.
Yeah. Another thing I was thinking of, remember you were talking about doing the 100 metre sprint? You just run. You don't have like a technique for running.
No.
Whereas there is a technique.
Now, we did learn techniques and all in school. See, in primary school, we all brought, I'd say yours were as well, to like Santry and all. Out to the running track.
Teddy, we were brought to cross country in secondary school, yeah? And it was simple as the teacher came in and goes, and he's wanting to do cross country. When is it? It's 2 o'clock tomorrow. We're like, 2 o'clock? That means you got out of class. Yeah, no problem. Put your hand up. And they literally just goes, yeah, 2 laps of that field there. And you're running against people who proper run.
Yeah, same, yeah.
So you're, and
I
the teacher was
second
like,
3 years in a row. of over 300 kids on. That's impressive, isn't it, in the cross country?
Yeah.
Yeah, what I'm saying is we had no technique, no qualifications, no nothing. It's just like anyone willing to do it. And the teacher always said, don't care how slow you go, just finish. Because if you don't finish, it's worse than finishing like last.
Right.
So that's all we done. Whereas you were bleeding, getting brought out and Project Mbappe at that age.
Yeah, in primary school, we used to be brought up to Shandon Park in Cabra and just run around that and learn there. But then on the day, it's only on the day you go to Century.
Mm.
Like on the day of the sprints and the relays, you'd go out there. I wasn't the fastest kid in the school though. There's three or four kids faster than me.
Any questions on?
Yep. Our first question, sticking with the theme of the Olympics, from Dr. Owen in Connemara. Yeah.
We had him before.
He asks us, if you could turn any activity into an Olympic sport, what would you win gold at? So the examples given are best parallel parking, quickest at getting off a phone call.
I'll tell you who would lose that one.
You.
I'm waiting to get off the phone.
Terence would win at answering the phone.
Terence, yeah. If you say, can we have a call later, I have to go and clear an hour.
At least.
Because there's no way I'm getting off that phone less than an hour.
I feel like that will our wee boys.
I love how he played. Yeah, like going bad, but you know it's worse.
Yeah, but you know what Will Art does? This right, does, right? You're on the phone for 45 minutes, right? And you've shit to do, right? We have to walk the dog and all, boys, and get a coffee. So you're on the phone for 45 minutes and you go, right, I'll let you go. Now, did you see that yoke on the telly there? And you'll just keep going then, do you get me? So an hour and a half passes and you're like, Will Art, get off the phone.
But he's blaming you and you're blaming him.
I don't know, boys. There's a lot of ADHD on the phone.
Terry'd win at not answering the phone. You're very good at that. And you know what's great? You know when we're out and we bump into someone and someone goes to Terry, I fucking rang you the other day, you never rang me back. I'm like, well, yeah, join the queue.
I am bad at not answering the phone, boys, yeah.
Knickknacks.
That's not a bad one for an Olympic sport.
I don't know. I mean, that's a physical competition, really, isn't it?
Yeah, but...
speed of escape.
Oh, so wait, the last time we mentioned this...
was the last Olympics.
And did we say skateboarding and skateboarding wasn't in it? And then we were saying skateboarding should be in the Olympics. Remember all the skateboarders trying to smash Temple Bar up? Do you remember that?
It wasn't suit the Olympics.
No, but I think that's how it came up in conversation. I think you were saying skateboarding.
Really sure. Didn't they have the skateboarding in 2012 Olympics?
I thought so.
And BMX.
Is that Tony Hawk?
No.
Don't think so. I think he'd be retired by then.
He's old. He's in his 50s, yeah.
He's the goat though, isn't he?
He is the goat. What else is a good one? I'm trying to think now. You put me on the spot on. Bunking in.
Yeah.
Good Olympic sport. Good one.
Him. Yeah.
I promise you, I'd put a heavy lump sum on the GLB, fella.
I do get messages a lot.
Oh, no.
About like, oh, tell me how to do this and tell me how to do that. And I do be parrot a bit to even respond to people. Because imagine someone went and done something stupid. And then like, it can be kind of pointed back at me. Do you know like that? So I just don't text people back when they say that to me. Just ignore, delete the message. Do you know who else has gone very good at punking in? Extremely good. Me little brother. Terry.
Yeah, he is.
There's not an event he doesn't want... there's not an event out there that he wants to go to that he can't get into.
It could be like the O'Donovan brothers, the two...
Yeah, the rowers. Yeah, that could be me and AJ.
The O'Brien brothers.
Yeah.
Punking in.
2 years on the 6-1 news after winning the gold.
Yeah, bunking in's a good one. I like that. Do you know what, Owen? I used to love bunking in, and it's funny because I know someone who works in the Tree Arena, and they worked there years, and we were chatting about years ago about like how he used to stop the kids trying to bunk in. I was like, that was me.
Yeah.
And I used to get in every time, and like it was inevitable. Like, but yeah, I miss it. I might do it again. What's on this weekend? I go bunking in. What are you picking?
Mine would be timing toast. Never burn a slice of toast. Any toaster, any type of bread.
See my toaster on. I have to put it down twice and I don't want to mess with the sentence because...
You're afraid of your toaster.
I am afraid of my toaster.
You have no control over that toaster. Yeah. Like.
I put it down and I know quite well I can fuck off and come back and I have to put it down again. But see, when you put it down the second time, you have to kind of wait and be like...
yeah,
right, go, bang.
It's risky, yeah.
You know what I mean? But then I know you can fix that. But I'm like, I'm not fucking adjusting that. That'd be too much. What if I set it too high then?
I prefer a burnt toast.
Well done,
just look at me like that, boys. Yeah,
no, as in like black.
No, not like where you.
Well done.
Yeah, like black. Yeah, put a black on it. But watch, most people obviously don't prefer burnt toast, do they? No. Or do you reckon they do?
Black. I don't mind a small bit of black, but and it needs to be hot as well. Where you put the butter on and the butter just disappears. That's what you want.
And I like the option then as well. Even if you burn it too much, you can scrape the burn off it. So you just do that.
Okay.
Rather than under do it.
Can we talk about your Olympic event instead of just what type of toast you like?
Do you know where I got that from as well? Because somebody only sent you out the other day of like 10 slices of toast. It's like, which one do you prefer?
He's just not listening.
10 cups of tea as well, Owen.
Do you know what I'm very good at now? I know it's already a competition. Eating. Very good at eating now. Yeah. Very. Like a very quick, naturally just quick at eating.
I said it before.
Yeah, but like, there's those professional competitive eaters like in America and stuff like that.
Yeah, but you ever see them eating? They do like, take a big mouthful and then they drink the water and then another mouthful and they're like pushing it into their mouth and all. I just eat me food like a normal person, just quicker. Staying awake, good at that.
Who is?
I am.
Oh, I thought you were saying me. I was like, well, you fall asleep to drop that, huh? You'd be waiting on any opportunity to shut the eyes. But
I know plenty of people who'd be very good in the Olympics. I couldn't have clamps.
Yeah.
No names.
Oh, you know, you've got a clamp put in your card and you'd ring the boys. I know you.
The silence is deafening now. Yeah. Now, else to be a good one, and I know we'd be shy at it. Wheelies.
Ah, we would. Don't even bring her up.
Wheelie. Yeah, you two wouldn't, but easily.
If someone in D1 would win it.
There's video evidence of me pulling the wheelie. Just putting that out there.
I'm going to have to see this.
Cheer Walsh has it.
You didn't. That's not a wheelie.
That's not a wheelie, bro.
2,000 people in the National Stadium said I pulled the wheelie that day, and I'm not going to discredit 2,000 people. One of the boys pulled me down recently. He's like, remember the video you and Terrence saw? He's like, you got a wheelie at the end. I was like, I did. And I won't. I'm not. Far be it for me to tell someone a lie.
Right, next question. Paulie from Swords.
Is this a new thing that we're doing now? Like, you have to give your name and where you're from?
You don't have to, but a lot of people do.
I think I like it.
I like that, yeah.
We've been doing that since we started this.
Yeah.
You two have just been reacting to
people
it.
On the... It's all we do on the bonus episodes.
Yeah, but I thought it was more
and
names.
My name is Terrence.
Yeah, names would be lick. But earlier things. Well. So we had Owen from Connemara. Dr. Owen from Connemara. Apologies. Mm-hmm. Now we have Paulie from Swords.
Yeah, he's right to put the doctor at the front of everything.
100%.
Well.
Why else would you go to college?
Paulie wants to know, would you rather sing Frank Sinatra's I Did It My Way on a mic at full volume, standing at the Spire on a busy Saturday afternoon, or try to backflip off a packed O'Connell Bridge, and you have to announce the backflip using the same mic at full volume?
Oh,
that's a great one.
Oh, that's horrific.
A great one.
Does it haunt me head? Is there no ale?
That's a fucking great one. I'm picking the song.
Are you?
Yeah.
Ah, you don't mind about a karaoke anyways.
Yeah, but the thing is, you know you're going to embarrass yourself with the backflip. It's like, and there's a lot of jeopardy on the line there.
I've said this before, Calvin, yeah. People who can't sing shouldn't sing. Like, not even for fun.
Yeah.
I swear.
I agree.
There is nothing worse than hearing someone singing our tune and the wrong words, boys. It's so
irritating. Karaoke is that one of them unique things. It's only enjoyable for the person doing it. So if the three of us went to karaoke now and Owen jumps up first, it's only enjoyable for Owen singing.
Yeah.
Me and you are going to be like, right, Owen, when's my turn? It's not enjoyable for anyone else there.
But
if it's that, or trying to backflip off a bridge and telling everyone, I'm going to backflip and you fuck her up. Can you backflip?
No.
I can't backflip.
I reckon I'd give it a good bash, though. I reckon you would.
Well, O'Connell Bridge,
it's not even that. My whole fear there is the whole height and having to do the backflip and all.
Yeah.
If you're saying they were into a pool, I'm like, yeah, that's handy. But off O'Connell Bridge and the heights and all, boys, you'd be panicking.
And you're going into the Liffey there.
But singing at the Spoil, boys, that is for me,
it's a great tune as well. Come on.
Yeah, but the our backflip, tune, Calvin.
Backflip is over in a split second, really. I mean, you can announce it, well, that'll take you 5 seconds.
There's
no stipulation of how long you have to wait for a crowd to gather.
Oh.
The bridge is packed though, so everyone's just going to turn their heads. But maybe only a handful of people might get the phones out in time and you're gone. That's just a splash.
It's going to be the swim under the bridge. When you hit the water, everyone's going to be wincing and all.
But I'm just saying, to contrast with standing at the Spire singing the song.
How long is that song? 3.5, 4 minutes.
Yeah.
But there's people bleeding on Grafton Street singing our tune and they're getting paid for it.
Nah, I don't agree with that. Did you ever walk up Grafton Street?
Some of them are. Not
I always think like that, and they're all old enough to be on the X Factor. I'm like, when you do the X Factor that was around, because the leader.
I'm taking them my way. It's a great tune as well. No?
Yeah, if you're decent at singing.
Do you know what the end of it as well is? Like, you know, at the end he has to hold a note. And did it my... Everyone would be like, you're a legend, he is doing it his way. And I'd be like, thanks, see you next week. Terrence is down there paralysed in the Liffey.
I'm never singing, boys, never.
Okay. Steo from Dunboyne wants to know, he was on a holiday.
Dunboyne County Meath.
He was on a holiday in Mallorca with the 24 of them, he said. Fuck. One of the kids had the name Arthur. So anytime anyone called his name, Steo would shout McGinty. He said by the end of the holiday, the whole complex would roar McGinty whenever someone called this little kid.
Love that.
And he said it carried on the plane home as well.
Love that. So love that. That's dedication. It was that Steo.
Yeah.
I love when you have a nice bond with strangers on your holiday.
Our first ever email from Motherwell.
Motherwell?
Motherwell.
Scotland?
Yeah.
Good up. They're rough over there, aren't they?
Kieran from Motherwell.
Kieran.
He says, we work with a boy, Pothole is the nickname, because everyone tries to avoid him.
Yeah, like, yeah, we know a few of them.
Kieran runs an Instagram page called The Munch Guy. 5,000 or 6,000 followers. He wants us to give a shout out.
Yeah, shout out to The Munch Guy. Good up over.
Right, you're not going to like this one. From Johnny T.
Good up, Johnny T.
How many calm crows could you carry?
What's a calm crow?
A crow that's not freaking out.
Oh, a crow. Just, you don't have to say crow.
Well, I'm
why do we have to go down the steep?
I'd say he anticipated one of you would say, yeah, well, if I hold a crow, he's going to start flapping the wings and all. So the
usual carry-ons, Elvis. Yeah, he was right.
Many calm crows. What weight is a crow?
I don't know.
Rough. Google it there, will you? It's not the missing. I'm surprised you didn't know that off the top of your head.
How heavy do you think a crow is?
A crow, I'm going to say, weighs 2 kilo.
No, less than one. Average size crow, not the biggest one.
Yeah, hang on.
Russell crow.
Jeez, you get some that weigh 2 kilo. Most of them you're talking half a kilo. Let's
say.
All right, grand. Half a kilo.
I think this isn't about, like, they're calm, but they're still live birds.
Shitting on you.
You're not going to pick up, like, 200 crows and deadlift them.
I like the fact that you haven't me carrying 100 kilo. easily 10, 5 each arm. That's plenty of space. You'd fit 5 crows in your arm comfortably there.
And what about your head and all?
And then one on your shoulder maybe as well.
Well, you're presuming they're all on your arms like a parrot on a pirate's shoulder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like they perch there. I think you have to carry them like under armour. Like
in a bag?
No bag. Bare arms.
I'd say in 10. Comfortably 10. Give me 10 crows, I'll transport them.
More than that.
Yeah?
I'm going 20 crows, boys. I'm going to double it.
20's a lot.
I'm going to double it. No?
Where are you putting 20 crows?
Yeah. Under the blading arms, on the shoulders and the head.
What arm span do you have there?
So, like, if you're going to put them under your arms, you're like this. Yeah?
Can I not get 10 under each arm, no?
Not comfortably. Not for them. They won't be comfortable.
Gonna go with 16 crows. Take 2 off each arm, yeah? 16.
What was his name? Scotty T.
Johnny T.
Johnny T.
He sounds like he sings My Way in the bleed local Bowser every Friday.
Yeah.
Doesn't he?
Yeah.
And here's Johnny T.
Johnny be good.
Right. You can win one of these. This is from Deco and Colester. You can win one of these. What are you picking? You get to win the league and score the winning goal in the last game of the season for your favourite club, brackets, but you get sold the following year and never do anything special again.
Teddy Sheringham.
Or you win 2 Oscars for Best Actor, or win 3 Grammys for Best Album. And Deco says, I added the extra juice on the Oscars and Grammys because I knew Terry would have jumped at the chance to score the winner for Liverpool if it was just a one-off for the others. For context, Terry, if you win 2 Oscars for Best Actor or 3 Grammys for Best Album, you're going to be considered one of the best to ever do it in that game.
That's mad. He said everything what I was thinking. Everything. What was his name?
Deco and Colester.
Deco and Colester has been wrapped.
He also says, he'd go with the Oscar, but only if I get to win... Oh, only if I get to win the second Oscar for playing Macho Man Randy Savage in a biopic that everybody thinks is ridiculously cheesy and offensive, but they just can't deny how good I am playing the big man.
I like it.
He's the gamble. I like Deco.
Like every bit of that, the thought he pointed at, you know.
I'm always going to go number one.
I don't like the Grammys. I think Grammys are overrated. I feel like he can be good at music without a Grammy. Who was it? Fucking Childish Gambino, was it there running amok about the Grammys and the awards and all the other day?
Well, they were
the BET Awards, I think it was.
What's the word like on? Like fucking good prestigious. years ago.
The best album Grammy is still prestigious.
Is it, yeah?
I think the most anyone has won is 4. Taylor Swift has won 4, I think.
She's the girl, isn't she, that thing, boy?
To win
She's
three best albums. You'd release
as in she's won four best album Grammys.
For different albums.
Yeah, yeah.
So you'd have to release three albums that were considered the best of their year.
Mm. Here's a fact for you. Can you name any rapper who's won a Grammy for their first album?
Yeah. Eminem.
No.
Was it close? Is that one?
Yeah.
Kanye.
No.
50.
No.
What?
John Cena.
John Cena's a singer now, is he?
I don't know. It could have been Eminem, but John Cena has anyways, and he's like one of only like three people or something to do it.
What, John Cena has an album?
Yeah, about 20 years ago he had an album. John Cena only...
Like he has a Grammy.
John, he has a big award. It should be a Grammy. What is it? John Cena's album, I think it was called The Chain Gang.
You told us who won the who's the first person to win a Grammy, or the only person to win a Grammy for their first album.
That is what he said.
Yeah.
And now you're backtracking.
Right, just come on, will you? Look,
I know it's not even a Grammy.
Right, are you picking the Oscars?
Yeah, you are,
yeah,
bro.
We know you are, yeah.
You know you are.
You want to be the leading man, don't you?
Yeah.
What's...
Yeah. We turned on the fast, didn't we?
So talk about John Cena. John Cena's retiring next year, boys, and you're a hell bullying me. Yeah, come on, I'll take them. Fuck it. Terry can be Terry Sheringham over there.
Yeah, we'll take that, boys. We'll live with that for
Terry Sheringham scored the win on the Champions League. No, he didn't score. He scored the equalizer on the Champions League final and never done that again.
Divock Origi is similar. I know he had a couple of years and he had a couple of good games against Everton here and there, but then the fucking against Barca and then in the final scored as well.
Vladimir Smitsa.
Exhibit there.
He scored in the final.
Yeah. Scored the second goal.
Milan Baroš got out of the way of the shot. Best thing he ever did for that club.
Fuck me, man. Yeah, Baroš.
Them three goals were scored by three subs.
No, Gerrard started.
Then Didier Amand's a lawyer.
Listen, let us look after the facts for the rest of this.
Didier Amand said the three goals were scored by three subs. Yeah.
Did Xabi Alonso not start as well?
Did he?
He scored a penalty, didn't he?
Amand said it the other day. Yeah. He was talking about it. Because you were talking about the subs coming off the bench for England.
Yeah, I think Alonso started
the
that
penals,
game.
The penalties, maybe.
Yeah.
Who scored the penalties?
Mm-hmm.
The penalties was...
Risa.
Cisse.
Risa not start the game.
Cisse even at Liverpool then? Yeah, he was.
Was he?
So you're picking... You're scoring the goal, yeah?
I'm scoring that goal.
Before we just do the outro, can you just look up that thing about John Cena for me, please?
I did. He didn't win an Oscar. Or
a Grammy. His album won a big award.
I was like, John Cena is a blade rapper.
John Cena's the GOAT, boys. Sorry, I know what it is. His album went platinum. Which I think is a bigger deal than winning a Grammy, if you ask me. Where'd you get the money? Oh, yeah, you won an album. Oh, yeah, an album won an award, yeah. Mine went platinum. It's selling units, pal. Money in the bank, no?
I'd take the award.
Fuck that.
Especially for him, he's not short a few pounds, is he?
Yeah.
Money don't mean nothing to him.
Yeah, his first album sold 1.3 million copies.
That's nice.
And how much is a copy, boys? 5, 10, 12 quid.
Do you not like John Cena? I think he's the go.
Love that video. Did you ever see the video?
Where all the fans are in the back. I think he's hilarious. Did you ever see Ricky Stenicki? Hilarious. He's in Daddy's Home too as well. Hilarious.
I'm trying to find what debut album sold the most ever.
Has to be.
I've got two here. I don't know how reliable this list is, but we'll take it. I've seen these mentioned twice.
Just name the artist, not the album name, yeah?
Artists, yeah. Both sold 30 million of their debut album.
30 million?
Yeah.
Debut album.
Eminem, sure, I'm going to stick with.
It's going to be somebody who was in a band and broke away, like Beyonce.
I'm going to go with Eminem and Kanye as my two. I've said them earlier, but they're the two I'm going to stick with.
Guns N' Roses and Linkin Park.
Fuck off. It's 30 million albums each.
Yeah.
You ask me the name three, one Guns N' Roses song, I'd be dead.
Two of them.
That's them, is it? Yeah, I can see why that's all 30 million. That's a good song, though. I got it. And Linkin Park,
yeah,
he has the song with Jay-Z.
Yeah, that's them, it's a band.
Oh, is it, yeah?
I think that's accurate, don't you? That's not the most fact-checked fact we've ever given on this podcast, but.
You don't know if that's accurate?
There's a few. People are saying other ones like Meatloaf should have been included.
Who the fuck is Meatloaf? Where have we been?
Out of hell.
No. I'll do anything for love, that one.
Do a little bit for me.
You know what I hate?
Wrap up the episode.
No, I want to finish on this. One thing I hate, do you ever hear when people ask you, do you know the singer, and you say no? Or what does he sing? Oh, he sings that song, Stairway Home. oh, what does it go like? Stay away yeah. home. Like, mate, that doesn't help.
Yeah.
It doesn't fucking help. Sing more words than just a title.
Okay, I think that's us.
That's the end of this week's episode. Fuck off.
Talking bollocks at goloudnow.com. Boom! Someone said I didn't do it last week. I did an extra one for them.
I'm really sure he doesn't do this for the bonus. And you, it's a complex you have. You're like, do I not? And sometimes you do and sometimes you don't. What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in the ground. Fill your body up. Walk it hard and long. When you finish that. The hip knocker. Go down. Go down. Go down.